Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. On Becoming Toddler-Wise by Gary Ezzo and Robert Bucknam is a parenting guide focused on the toddler years, roughly from first steps through potty training. It belongs to the larger Baby-Wise series and continues the author's structured approach to early childhood development. The book is not a general parenting overview. It is aimed at parents who want practical guidance on routines, boundaries, sleep habits, and age-appropriate independence during a period that often brings behavior challenges and rapid developmental change. Its central purpose is to help parents provide firm leadership while still creating a loving, secure environment. The authors present toddlerhood as a stage in which children need both freedom to explore and clear limits that support self-discipline. The result is a manual that combines daily management advice with a broader philosophy of parental responsibility, emphasizing consistency, structure, and the gradual building of confidence in young children. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured approach to toddler development from first steps to potty training. The book is organized around the practical realities of toddlerhood rather than abstract child psychology. Its scope begins with early mobility and extends through potty training, which makes it especially useful for parents navigating the most physically active and behaviorally demanding stage of early childhood. Ezzo and Bucknam treat this period as a developmental transition in which children are learning not only movement and language, but also how to respond to routine, limits, and parental direction. That matters because many parenting challenges at this age come from inconsistency rather than from a lack of love. The book, therefore, frames toddler development as something that can be guided intentionally through daily habits, repeated expectations, and predictable responses. This structured lens distinguishes it from looser advice-based parenting books. It does not simply tell parents to be patient. It suggests that well-designed routines can reduce conflict and help toddlers feel secure while they learn new skills. In that sense, the book is both developmental and managerial, linking growth milestones to practical household order. Secondly, parental leadership is the foundation of toddler security. One of the book's defining claims is that toddlers benefit when parents actively lead rather than merely react. The authors argue that children this age need guidance that is clear, consistent, and calm, because security is built when expectations are predictable. This is an important distinction. Parental authority is presented not as control for its own sake, but as a structure that helps the child feel safe enough to explore. The book repeatedly connects leadership with emotional stability, implying that a toddler who knows where boundaries are is less likely to become anxious or behaviorally chaotic. That idea places responsibility on the adult to set the tone of the home, establish routines, and follow through without unnecessary drama. It also explains why the book appeals to readers looking for concrete methods rather than open-ended encouragement. The leadership model here is not permissive, and it is not harshly punitive either. Instead, it is based on steady supervision, thoughtful correction, and the belief that parents shape the environment in which toddler behavior develops. The practical effect is a parenting style that prioritizes order as a form of care. Thirdly, routines and behavioral boundaries as tools for self-discipline. The book places unusual emphasis on routines, schedules, and behavioral boundaries because these are the mechanisms through which toddlers learn self-control. Rather than assuming children will naturally settle into good habits, the authors argue that regularity teaches them what to expect and how to respond. This is especially relevant in the toddler years, when impulse control is limited and habits are still forming. The book suggests that parents can reduce frustration by creating repeated patterns around sleep, mealtimes, transitions, and correction. That approach does more than simplify the day. It helps children internalize order. In the author's view, boundaries are not obstacles to development but necessary supports for it. A toddler who understands limits can practice restraint, cooperation, and delayed gratification at an age when those skills are just beginning to emerge. The book's practical value comes from this connection between external structure and internal discipline. It treats consistency as a training method, not a mere preference, and it assumes that repeated routines can shape behavior in ways that abstract instruction cannot. This makes the advice highly operational, even when readers disagree with the broader philosophy behind it. Fourthly, encouraging independence without overprotection. A major theme of the book is that parents should not overprotect toddlers from normal challenges. Ezzo and Bucknam encourage adults to support exploration, learning, and age-appropriate responsibility instead of constantly intervening. The underlying argument is that children develop confidence by encountering manageable limits and by practicing real-world skills. This gives the book a distinctly formative perspective. Independence is not treated as something that appears automatically, but as something that must be cultivated through opportunities to learn and to try. At the same time, the authors do not advocate abandonment or a hands-off attitude. Their model is closer to guided independence, where the parent sets the framework and the child gains experience within it. This is one reason the book is often described as common sense by supporters. It challenges the tendency to remove every difficulty from a toddler's path and suggests that doing so can hinder growth. The practical implication is that parents should focus on teaching rather than rescuing, allowing children to acquire confidence through repeated. Supervised participation in ordinary tasks. In the context of toddler development, that balance between protection and independence is central to the book's method. Lastly, a practical parenting manual with a clear but sometimes polarizing philosophy, the book is best understood as a practical manual that also advances a specific parenting philosophy. Its strength lies in its directness. Readers looking for concrete routines, behavior guidance, and day-to-day structure will find a system rather than a theory-heavy discussion. That practicality helps explain why the book has been influential within the BabyWise readership and why many parents appreciate its clarity. At the same time, the book can be polarizing because its recommendations assume a level of consistency and stability that not every family can easily maintain. Some readers have found parts of the approach strict or hard to apply, especially if family schedules are irregular or if the home environment is already under strain. This tension is important because it shows the book is not neutral advice, but a disciplined framework with clear assumptions about parental authority and household order. Compared with many toddler books that lean toward reassurance or developmental commentary, this one is more operational and more prescriptive. Its distinctive value is that it gives readers a system to follow. Its limitation is that the same system may feel rigid to families who want more flexibility or who need a less structured approach. In conclusion, On Becoming Toddler-Wise is most useful for parents of toddlers who want a structured, hands-on framework for daily life, especially around routines, boundaries, sleep habits, and early independence. It is also relevant for readers who already know the BabyWise philosophy and want to continue that approach into the toddler years. The book offers practical benefits for families who value consistency and clear parental leadership, because it turns broad parenting ideals into specific habits and expectations. Intellectually, it stands out by treating toddler behavior as something shaped by environment, repetition, and adult follow-through, rather than by temperament alone. Compared with many books in the parenting genre, it is more directive and less exploratory, which will appeal to readers seeking usable methods instead of general reassurance. Its main distinction is that it connects confidence building with discipline, showing how structure can support rather than suppress early growth. For parents comfortable with a firm routine-based model, it can function as a useful guide. For others, it may still be worth reading as a clear example of a highly organized parenting philosophy in the early childhood field. If you would like to support Gary Ezzo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.